I went to go see him in the hospital. As he was, wrong with the rich family. No, they doesn't know. So they're trying to find out by a process of elimination. There's no medical terms there. As he, what do you mean? He tell me, well, first they eliminate this organ, then they eliminate another organ, and in the process they sometimes eliminate the patient. He also tell me that when they put him in hospital, he had to fill out a form, and on the form they ask him what he do for a living. He write that he's now retired, but he used to clean out the bank there on the main street. The nurse take the form, she go, oh, she come back a little later with the form. She say, no, there by reception, they want to know what he mean by clean out the bank. Was he a janitor, a manager, or a robber? And talking about banks, Ogati did tell us a lekker joke last night by a local about a cowboy who opened a joint bank account with his wife, but he had to close it after a while. She keep beating him to the draw. And talking about the draw, you know, already later Han passed away suddenly this month, saying he leave a young wife penniless. So Khatibi feel very sorry for her, and he think of a very good idea. He reckoned that we must buy something we can raffle, and then the money we get in, we can give to her. Well, we all reckon it was a good idea, so we buy a radio, and we go see our tickets. We come to Mr. Philander, who Khatibi tell him he's having a big raffle for a young widow later Han, how about buying a ticket? Mr. Philander tell him, no, okay, I'll take a ticket, but I can tell you now, if I win, my wife won't let me keep her. And talking about the radio, remind me that I was talking to my sister Mary when Mrs. David come walking past, and she was carrying a lekker portable radio. Mary tell her, that's a nice radio, Mrs. D, where you get it? Mrs. David tell her, no, by the supermarket, I get it from my husband. Mary say, just like, that's a good swap, you think I'll be able to trade my husband in for one like that also? But let I tell you that this week we also had a lot of fun. On account of not long now, and the rugby season will be over and the cricket season start again. So this week we had our cricket club's annual general meeting by a local. We don't start with the minutes of the last meeting on account of we don't want to waste time. We just want to read the seconds. That way it leaves us more time for the more important things like the horrible secretary bringing the meeting to order. And when all the orders are taken, we come and proceed. And what started the proceedings was Omar Binchi's marshal. He's not only our secretary, but he's our wicket keeper as well, in more ways than one. Because on his income tax form, he put his mother-in-law down as a dependent. He said he got to look after and that make him a keeper of the wicket. Omar Binchi opened the meeting and he thanked all and sundries and extras for a good season we had last year. He said our socials was very successful, and at our last dance, we even get back 17 rand on the empties alone. Then the second part of our meeting take the form of some home movies what our Focus 14 take with his video camera. He said the camera fall off the back of a lorry and ran right by his feet. That's how he get it. Anyhow, the movie was of the last match of last season, and when the picture come on, the first thing we see is our Focus of small son Sachi coming around the rockery on his tricycle. And the second scene is Osachi going around the rockery on his tricycle. And the third scene is just the rockery by itself. And Focus explained that Sachi had a slight mishap on the other side of the rockery. He wouldn't be coming around again. And everybody cheers. The next scene is of Oplatius Adonis' wife, Skilu Katie, smiling at the camera. She must have been visiting them, see. Anyhow, her smile looks just like the rockery with a few stones missing. Yeah. Then we see a line across the screen. That was when the camera lens cracked from the smile. Then the picture was all right again. Focus explained that he changed the lens. All of a sudden, Katie's gone and the cricket match is on. Ocean's 11, that's us, versus Doornraad 12, that's the opposition. We see the scoreboard which show one run for 6 wickets. Then it showed that the opposition find out that we supply the scorekeeper. They change the scores now, 6 runs for 1 wicket. Then the betting order come in quick succession. 2 ginger square legs, 3 eyeballs, and a family block power job for the owner boundary. Then we see the wickets fall. Hoener Zili out for a duck. Goose Gamper, no score. Kate Cobb Hendricks, nothing. Bolichi Samson, blow all. Necky Nietland, a nullity. And then a sign come on the screen what say, bad luck, we got a problem. Focus tell us that we mustn't worry because while we're waiting for him to fix the problem, we can listen to a radio program what he record just for such an occasion. Well, we switch it on and we hear. Namaste.
Christmas and happy anything here. What is broadcasting from Radio Island in the sun, situated here by our food and vegetable store. Fireman!
Yeah.
Came here and giving the list of that one-time commercial man.
Yes, I'm coming. I don't know, listener. Here's a bit of good advice that Harry's giving you men. Hey, men, are you suffering with flat feet? When you walk into a flat, you get a lot of pain. Then you're in the wrong flat, man. Better get out before a husband kills you. End of the message. Now, here is the weather on not forecast for the period ending in a full stop. There will be a high winds followed by high skirts, followed by me. Alright, Harry, finish with the message.
Alright, no need to shout, man. What do you think this is, a market? You never hear me shouting, man. Hey, what are those kids doing there by the backyard, what I'm seeing there?
No, I think they're stealing the cool drink bottles again.
What? Hey, they're selling those cool drink bottles to me in front of my face and they're fishing them behind my back. Hey, put on your number, they take them and put on it.
You are dead, Harry. Oh, morning there, Mr. Henry. Where's Mr. Sam this morning?
Hey, what's that?
I asked, where's Mr. Sam, your brother?
My mother? How she died long time ago.
No, Mr. Henry, your brother, Mr. Sam, is he sick?
Yes, that's what I've come for. My sister-in-law, Sam's wife, you know, she wants some lipstick. But the chemist shop is still closed. Can you tell me what time they open?
Yeah, that mood is late again. I got to run this whole shopping complex myself. He must still be in bed.
Well, I closed because someone's dead, Shane. Who died?
No one died. They're just late.
Yes, I know. They're supposed to open at 8. It's long past that, you know.
Never mind, Mr. Henry. I'll go and fetch it for you. What color she wants? Red.
What? Who do you say is dead?
Mr. Henry, you wait. Here, I'll go get it for you.
Oh, they're late. I'll have to come back at 2. Why didn't you tell me in the first place instead of telling me that all those people were dead? Oh, he's telling me these things, yes.
Hello, Philemon.
Oh, there you are, Henry.
Why didn't you wait for me? I wasn't going to be long on the phone.
Yes, I'll have to go home. Only Philemon, you're missing them all dead, all dead.
Oh, blimey. I won't ask you what's been going on, Philemon. Where's Harry?
No, he just busy puts us in those kids again. But they're making his life a misery. Their pinching is driving him off his head.
Yeah, see, I told you they were all dead here, poor things. And you think I've gone here?
Yeah, but if Harry carries on this way, he's going to do his heart. He's going to attack him again, he will die.
Oh, they're all going to a bride. Yes, you're right, Sam. I don't hear so good. I'll have to get one of them hearing things.
Hearing aids.
What? Oh, yes, first aid. Who never fear, Den's here. Who's the first aid?
No, nobody. Henry here has been hearing things again.
Yes.
Ooh, what a pity I've been trying to try out my kiss of life. Oh, that would be more like a kiss of death. Blimey, you've been eating garlic. Kiss of life.
Yes, that's what I've been saying. Fulhamore, I'll come down here with some lipstick for your wife.
Surely, don't start that again.
Yes, look like rain. Farmer Giles will be pleased.
Talking about Farmer Giles, did you hear that he was driving his tractor in his cow pasture this morning when he lost control?
Ooh, Ollie, oh, what happened? Did he hurt the cows?
No, he just grazed them. Get it? The cows grazed them. You get it?
Yes.
Not you, Henry, him.
Oh, yes, I'll get it. Oh, here comes Harry. Harry, did you catch those kids?
Oh, goodness gracious. What are you talking, catching them? I was foot sucking them, man. When I'm foot sucking, they're running away. They're not towards me. Why do you think I'm so tired, man?
Hey, oh, no, I just settled down. Harry, how's business?
No, it's not good, man. Yesterday was only selling one pineapple. Today is even worse, man.
Ooh, if I were you, I'd die. Absolutely die.
How could it be worse? Oh, this morning the customer I was selling the pineapple to was bringing it back again. What have you been doing for you? You don't prep wanting the pineapple.
No, actually, I want some nuts. Cashew nuts.
No, I'm not getting that, man. We got in cash and carry nuts, monkey nuts, coconut nuts. Even got in nutcrackers sweet by our music shop, man. Are you sure you're not wanting nice pineapple? Last one, man. Only one careful owner. Trading it in only this morning.
Thank you.
day we had to leave those old scores focused, get the video going again, and we see the scoreboard what reads Arti Mari Bati, Bold Cook Sister Adonis. Una Zizi Zili, Bold Cook Sister Adonis. Goose Gemper, Bold Cook Sister Adonis. Bolichi Stemson, Bold Cook Sister Adonis. Then a small black dog ran onto the field, and that stopped the fall of wickets for a while, until they catch a dog. Well, to cut a long story sideways, a casual study of the bowling analysis should convince anyone that K. Adonis was our most successful bowler. Then we see our side, they open the innings, after the opposition was all out for 12 runs. And we passed their score without any loss. Then the umpire gave me out hit wicket. That was during the lunch break. So I hit the umpire and he retired, and focus run out of film. So Mr. Valende, our chairman, get up to close the meeting, and he say he want to give a warning to umpires for the coming season. And the warning is this: remember, umpires, a decision against the home side is not only homicide, it's also suicide. Goodbye.
Honestly, isn't that the nicest possible way to be given the pip? Pip Friedman, alive and well and living in Cape Town.